Case number 10,944, Lambert J. Slayball, northwest of Road 32, Scott Store Road, approximately 456 feet east of Road 585, Woodbridge Ridge. A variance from the required 10 acres to place a manufactured home for farm help.
Please state your name and address for the record.
Lambert J. Slayball, 13055 Judy Road, Greenwood, Delaware.
You raise your right hand. You swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Very much. Good evening,
like,
sir.
Good evening. I would like a variance to put a mobile home on its 7.7 acres. I bought the home, did not realize that I needed a permit for it. I could actually put a modular home or a stick-built home on this property without any variance. Mm-hmm. But I'm asking for a variance for a mobile home.
And this mobile home is going to be for the help on the farm?
Yes.
Help you with? With the chicken?
There's four chicken houses on this property.
Four chicken houses?
Yes.
Okay.
You have any pictures of the mobile home?
Yes, I do. Pictures of it and also pictures of the inside.
Okay.
Have you talked to your neighbors?
Yes, I have. I talked to Mrs. Carroll, who lives to the west, and I talked to Mrs. Smith, would be David Smith. I talked to him, and his sister said that she was okay with it, that there would be no trouble. She actually owns the property, but he was working out there on an irrigation system, and I stopped and talked to him about that.
So all around the whole neighborhood, they are?
Yeah.
Agreed to that.
Poultry farms in the area, close vicinity?
Yes, there's one right across the road, the Baker Farm. It would be about within a half a mile, quarter mile, something like that.
About mobile homes in the area?
Yes, there is. I actually have some pictures of there's a mobile home on the property right next to me to the west. There's been a mobile home put on that, and I have pictures of that. And there's also the property to the north of me. There's a mobile home on that property also.
So there are mobile homes in that area?
Yes.
Okay.
First one is to the north and the other one is to the west.
You want to take the skirting with you?
Yeah, the skirting has been taken off of that, yes, already. We were getting ready to move it. It's got to be moved because it was a special use trailer house for an elderly person. So the mobile home has to be moved from the property it is now, no matter what.
Was it a medical hardship, was it?
Yes, it was.
Okay.
Mr. Slayball, where is the home located now? Is it on the property?
It's actually 3 miles or 2 miles. It's on the Alvin Schrock Plumbing property, which is about 2 miles on the east side of Greenwood, right on Route 16. And this property is about 2 miles to the west of Greenwood.
Are you going to have a separate septic for this?
Yes, there has been a septic approved. It actually has run out. It has to be redone. I haven't done that yet because I'm kind of waiting on this.
So you know exactly, I see the site, but you don't know exactly where you're going to place it, do you know?
No, it'll probably be placed out front, more than likely the trailer house will be placed out towards the front of the property, close to Route 36. But there's enough room, there's plenty of room there between the chicken houses and Route 36.
You do have some setbacks from chicken houses,
yes.
You know. Okay, 50, all right. I don't want you back in here for another variance.
Thank you, appreciate that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just make sure you check on the setbacks. You can always call the zoning office and they'll let you know. They'll put it on the permit for you.
Okay.
Okay, just make sure you hear it.
Okay.
What's your capacity?
Chickens there?
About 63,000.
A large bird.
You have large birds.
How many do you have in a house? I did remember, but I don't.
These are 400-foot houses, about 17,000 per house.
Yeah.
You have large birds.
Yep.
Any further questions, Mr. Weber?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No, sir.
Okay, I have no further questions. Okay, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? One, two, three, four, and four. You in favor, ma'am?
No, I want to oppose.
Well, let me get this first, ma'am. I'll recognize you. Okay. Again, there was four in favor. Okay, thank you. Now, anyone here in opposition? Okay, now you may come forward, ma'am, to be sworn in. Sir, you could sit right down up front there. Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Karen Eastridge, 13047 Woodbridge Road, Greenwood, Delaware.
You swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, now, good evening, ma'am.
Hi.
Now,
I wanted to first state that I was not consulted. I received this form letter about what was going to occur. I have the property north of this, okay. The adjacent farm. There is, next to me, also chicken houses. They have two homes on their property. One was for the father, and then the larger home was for the family. Two other cases in which I've talked to the neighbors that are adjacent. I was told when I called that Gertrude Wormer is, I found out from the neighbor, no longer in residence. She has taken and rented the property, so I'm not even aware if she received this. Rudolph Berry was not notified. He is also renting that property. I don't believe he has been notified. Victor Smith, and there is a Nancy Smith of two properties. I don't know which Mr. Smith he is talking about that gave approval.
Okay, well, ma'am, not to interrupt you, but you're in opposition for this as what reasons? I mean, as far as... What is your reason for an opposition to this?
My opposition was I did not know where this was being located, first off.
Okay.
The second thing was that if he's saying that this is going to be moved towards the road, which is on 36,
right.
Adjacent to the property is B Branch Tax Ditch.
Right. I know that's happening.
So, well, depending on how far he is over, well, that would be affecting the branch as far as drainage and everything else.
Okay.
So those were my other concerns.
Okay, so your concern is that is
first
one branch.
First, the branch.
Okay, the branch.
And then secondly was also the location.
The location of the...
Of this
mobile home on this
correct.
Property. Okay,
right.
We'll ask him to come back up once you get done, and then we'll ask him to address those two, okay?
And then the other question I also did have was once this variance is granted, uh-huh. Are they allowed then to also add on or to build further?
Add on to what?
To the mobile home. Instead of just having it as a single wide, either build out or up or over it and make it a bigger house or home.
Well, his request on his application is just for this mobile home period.
Okay.
To allow it to be put there for the on-farm help. Okay, so that's not even, you know, on there, on this application even to be considered. That's all he's requesting. And that's all the board is considering right now, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay,
right.
But we will address those two questions and make sure you get, hopefully, the answer you want.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Sir, you come back up here, please. You heard the...
Yes.
Two questions. Could you address those, or answer those for the board?
There's two places that it could be put on. More than likely, it's going to be put on. It's going to depend on the sewer system, and we're going to have to pump the sewage anyway. So, and you'll see where the site is. More likely, it'll be that site anyway.
Right.
So it could go in the front of the property between the end of the chicken house and Scott's Tor Road, or there actually is an acre back behind on the back side of the property where actually would be allowed, the space would be allowed, but that's not where I plan on putting it.
Okay.
The other thing, okay, go ahead. The other thing, okay, I was going to say is that I can build, I could put a modular home or a stick built on this home without a variance of any kind. On this property,
yeah.
Right. I'm just asking because a mobile home I have to have, unless I had 10 acres, which I have 7.7 something,
right.
That's why I'm asking for the variance.
Okay, that was your first one. Then the second one about the branch, everybody runs on that side.
The branch?
Brown branch there.
I don't see where that's going to have any effect. It's grass. I mean, it's going to be the yard and the mobile home. They have to dig pillars for that, but there's
right.
no...
There's not going to be a runoff that's going to be
no.
created
right.
by you, I'm assuming.
Right.
For the record, I wanted to...
Right.
Ma'am, did you hear that, ma'am?
Yeah.
Okay, and? Okay, that is it. No, ma'am, you'd have to come back up front if you would like to. Thank you, sir. Yes, ma'am.
So the property would not be, this home would not be in the rear, which would be adjacent to my property.
Not, that's what he just stated.
That's not my plan to put it there.
It's not okay. his plan to put on that acre. I guess that's in the back that abuts to you or joins to you.
Okay.
That's not his intentions. He's so stated, ma'am.
Right, thank you.
And now, is that satisfactory?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. While you're there. Okay, let me ask you a question.
Ma'am, could you come back to the podium, please? Sorry about that. Now, Mr. Rickards.
You had said that the county did not notify you?
The only notification was this one form letter. That's all I received. I did not speak with him. He alluded in the beginning.
Well, I think you had said the county didn't notify you. Notification there was going to be a variance on that site?
No.
That's all they send out.
Right,
that's
right.
That's all they send out, man.
But the gentleman spoke saying that he had all of the neighbors verify that they were accepting this. And I'm the north neighbor, and I never accepted it. He never spoke with me directly.
Okay, you did get notified by the county, though, because we did.
Yes.
Yes, you did get notified.
Okay. Yes.
Ma'am, I think he was talking about neighbors that butt ground to him in the front. Do you butt your ground?
The rear of his property is up against mine. Mine touches his.
It touches his, okay.
Yes, we are literal neighbors.
Okay, I guess he touched the ones in the front, I guess.
That's going to be most affected by it if he puts it up front.
With
the yes.
front.
I don't have an objection to the front.
No, I said, but I think what Mr. Workman's saying, he got in contact with the people in front that would be most affected by it because his intention is not to put it back by you. So I don't know. We can't really get into that.
Yeah.
Who did whatever, man, but I'm just assuming that's what he did do, hopefully.
Well, if he put would you object if he put a stick-built home there?
Not in the front, no. But in the back, I would, because there's a manure shed back there on the rear of the property. And also, there has been, over time, when he purchased the property, there was a ditch that was between my property and his, and it became the dump site for that person prior to me with all kinds of materials, like water heaters and all kinds of metal container farming equipment, all kinds of things.
Well, what does that have to do with the house?
No.
I'm trying to find out. Would you have an objection to him putting a stick-built house there, not what's surrounding him, but the stick-built house? Would you have an objection to that? If he made a stick-built instead of putting a mobile home there?
No, as long as it's in the front, I have no objection.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Okay. Hearing no other opposition, chair will entertain a motion.
Chairman, I make a motion to approve case number 10,944. I think it won't affect the adjacent neighborhood. There's other chicken houses in that neighborhood. There's other trailers in that neighborhood. And I think he met the requirement. He's going to have somebody there to take care of the chickens.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Mr. Hudson.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Workman and a second by Mr. Hudson that we all approve, case number 10,944. All in favor, roll call, Mr.
Yes.
Rickards.
Yes, same as stated.
Aye.
And for the reason that this has been stated, I vote yes. So by a vote of 4-0, case number 10,944 is approved.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.